The United States and other donor nations meet next week in Japan to make financial commitments to Afghanistan. Estimates vary widely about what it will take to rebuild that country. They need everything from roads to hospitals to schools. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who was in Afghanistan yesterday, told interim leaders that the U.S. would make a substantial financial contribution. Republican Congressman Jim Colby of Arizona is head of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations. He's just finished a trip to Afghanistan. He joins us from Rome. Good morning to you, Congressman. Thanks for talking with us.
Good morning, Susan.
The estimate is that Afghanistan is going to need between $8 and $15 billion so that it can start rebuilding. How much do you think this country should contribute to that, and why?
Well, I think the estimate is going to be somewhere at the lower end of that, around $8 to $10 billion over the next 10 years. And I think the U.S. Part is going to be somewhere around 15% of that. That's what my best guess would be. So somewhere around $1.5 billion over the next 10 years. But let's keep that in mind. That's over 10 years, not 1 year.
Yeah, but how do we make the case to other nations that they are the ones who are going to have to carry more of the cost?
Well, because we've been carrying the cost of this war. We've carried the military part of this. We've carried the military action along with, of course, the support that's been given to us by countries like Pakistan and Uzbekistan. But even there, we're reimbursing them for much of their costs in this war. So we've been carrying the military side of this. I think it's quite appropriate that other countries pick up more of the reconstruction costs. I don't think that 15% is insignificant, however, coming from one country. We will be the lead or one of the top two donors. Perhaps Japan will be the top donor in this effort at the conference next week.
Well, however much we provide, there's always the issue here of domestic politics. So how do you persuade your constituents, also the fellow members of Congress, to make this kind of investment?
Was a difficult issue, Susan, but I think the events of 9/11 have changed a lot of things, and one of the things I've been arguing for some time, and I hope this message now will fall on much more receptive ears, is that we have to think of our foreign assistance budget as an integral part of our national security budget. It's just as much part and parcel of what we're doing in our national security as is what we spend on our defense budget.
Whatever the amount of money that ends up being given, it's always an issue of how to get it into the right hand so that it reaches the people.
That's absolutely the key. I think in the case of Afghanistan, where there is simply no institutions of government that are really capable of using those funds right now, I think we're looking at using NGOs that can take the contracts and provide the kinds of services. When we met with the chairman, Karzai, he mentioned three priorities, and one of them was getting the government functioning. Second was providing security and building roads. He thinks building the roads so that the country can be linked and you can have a national sense of government instead of these warlords in each of the areas is absolutely vital. And the third, which he just emphasized over and over again, is education, especially for women.
Thank you very much, Congressman Jim Colby, a Republican from Arizona, just back from a House-sponsored trip to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan. He's head of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Foreign Operations.